ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। यु आल् आर् क्वैट् सीनियर् एण्ड् नालेड्जबल् वैष्णवस्. If you bless me, I will be able to glorify Krishna and talk as Prabhupada has spoken. Today we are going to discuss Canto 10, Chapter 7, Text Number 21. I will read the sloka. You all can repeat after me. गोकुलं सर्वं आवरणं मुष्णान् चक्ष्मुषी रेणुभिः ईरयन् सुमहाघोरा शब्देन प्रदिशो दिशः। एंड वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रिपेयर्ड बाय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद। हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। गोकुलम द होल tract of land known as Gokula. Sarvam, everywhere. Avranam, covering. Mushnan, taking away. Chakshumshi, the power of vision. Renubihi, by particles of dust. Irayan, was vibrating. Sumaha Ghora, very fierce and heavy. Shabdena, with a sound. Pradisha Disha, entered everywhere, in all directions. Translation. Covering the whole land of Gokula with particles of dust, that demon, acting as a strong whirlwind, covered everyone's vision and began vibrating everywhere with a great fearful sound. You all can read after me. Covering the whole land of Gokula with particles of dust, that demon, acting as a strong whirlwind, covered everyone's vision and began vibrating everywhere with a greatly fearful sound. Purport. Trinavartasura assumed the form of a whirlwind and covered with a dust storm the whole tract of land known as Gokula. So that no one could see even the nearest thing. Om Agnanadimirandasya Agnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadarubhyasya Krupa Sindubhyayevaja Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare We are discussing the killing of demon Trinavrata. So here we see Krishna's pastimes and demons are showing their power. This demon had come, Trinavrata, and the whole Gokula was covered with dust. And as we have seen yesterday, when the child was sitting on the ground, this Trinavrata came and very easily carried the child, Krishna, into the air. He carried the child, and today in this sloka, it is explained that he had covered the whole Gokula. Now, the demon is showing his power. Actually, the demons are really powerful. Krishna had given them so much power. Hiranyakashipu, the great demon, as is described in 7th canto, his power is so much that all the demigods started offering obeisances, praying to him. Narad Muni, while explaining the whole First time of Narasimha Bhagwan to Yudhishthira, he explains in 7.14, 7.4.14, 7th canto, 4th chapter 14, that by the dint of power, the personal power, Hiranyakashipu being situated on the throne of King Indra, he controlled inhabitants of all other planets. The two Gandharvas, Vivavasu and Vidyadhara. And Narad Muni says, I myself, Narad Muni, himself. And Vidyadharas, Apsaras, sages, all offered prayers to him again and again, just to glorify him. So these demons, actually they show their power. Sometimes, Prabhupada says, sometimes they show their power, and sometimes for some time only, for a very short duration. Afterwards, their power will be gone. They will really get the lesson from Krishna. In case of Hiranyakashipu, 36,500 years he had performed the austerity. 100 demigod years. One demigod year is equal to 365 years on the earth. So 36,500 years he performed the austerity, and in 5 years when he was performing the austerity, he got the boon from benediction from Brahma. Here Prahlad was born. When Prahlad was just five years, Hiranyakashipu was killed. That means, how many years he had shown his power? Just 5 years, 5-6 years maximum. And he had performed austerity for 36,500 years. See. But within those 5 years, he had created such a terror that Narad Muni was explaining, all the demigods, all devatas were offering prayers to this demon, Hiranyakashipu. Similarly, here, this demon, Trunavrata, is showing his power by taking away Krishna. And Krishna is also acting, showing his pastime by becoming so light. In the previous verses, we have seen Krishna had become so heavy, so heavy. Yashoda was feeling, oh, Krishna had become so heavy, as if the whole universe weight had come. So she had to leave Krishna on the ground. Krishna had become so heavy. And the same Krishna who was so heavy, when this fellow appeared, when this fellow came, Tulavrata came, he became very light. And Trunavrata was able to carry Krishna very easily in the air. And not only he carried and taken to the top, Trunavrata covered the whole Gokula. And the pastime goes on. So many pastimes Krishna performs, and we listen in the canto 10, we see and read and listen. These pastimes, actually, the purpose of the pastimes, we can understand by reading the sloka given in this chapter from 1 to 2, explained by Parikshit Maharaj. So, if we analyze, in every pastime explained in Canto 10, the demons show their power initially. Like Putana in chapter 6 of this canto, she shown her power by becoming so beautiful, just like Lakshmi, Goddess Lakshmi. And everyone was so much bewildered, all the Vrajavasis, they didn't object to this Putana going into the house and then started feeding. So here the power of Putana was shown by the way she exactly identical to Lakshmi, she became herself so beautiful. But her real big body had come out once Krishna killed her. Such a huge body, around 12 miles long, very huge. But she had shown her power by becoming very, very beautiful. Similarly, we see the next episode, Shakatasura. When Krishna had just turned, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram and Sri Sri Gaurintai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So when Krishna turned at the 3 months old, 3 months old, up to 3 months, the baby will be just lying where it is, and after 3 months, just takes a turn. And that is a big celebration. Oh, this baby has taken a turn, and afterwards he will start crawling and all that. So this is the beginning. On his own he has taken a turn. So the big celebration. Actually, these celebrations make the people come to one platform, united, and they glorify Krishna, and the brahmanas glorify, do the rituals, and they will enjoy glorifying. So the Shakatasura, they were celebrating and Krishna was sleeping. So Krishna was kept under a cot, and that cot, after some time, they could see that Krishna with his little legs, he just kicks and the cot goes up and cuts into pieces, destroyed into pieces. So the asura was staying, the demon was staying on that, and Krishna kills that Shakatasura. Then here in this episode, Trunavrata, and we see after this episode, Mother Yashoda, Krishna is yawning, and she will see the universal form of Krishna with all the universes present. And she feels so happy. But after a few days, after some time, Krishna does the pastime of stealing the butter, complaining. Gopis come to Yashoda and tell all the complaints. Krishna started walking at that time. And Krishna started walking and he starts eating the earth. So, all Krishna's cowherd boys, friends, they go and tell Yashoda, Yashoda ma, this boy, Krishna is eating the earth. Oh, Yashoda comes and sees, have you eaten? Krishna says, no. Then he says, open your mouth. If you have not eaten, I want to see what is there in your mouth. When Krishna opens the mouth, then the whole universe again is appearing. This is second time universal form is seen by Yashoda, and that pastime is explained in chapter 8. And chapter 9 we see Damodar Leela, Yashoda binding Krishna. And in chapter 10 of this canto 10, we see the deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna trees, who were Nalakubera and Manigriva. And in chapter 11, we see fruit vendor coming and asking for some exchange in lieu of, instead of fruits, you have to give something. So Krishna comes with the grains, with two palms. In his two palms he carries the grains, and two palms become little loose, and all the grains one by one, all they fell down, and he comes back only with a few grains. This pastime we will see, we will hear in chapter 11. Then Krishna attains the age of 5, and all people from Gokula, they shift to Vrindavan. Then Vatsasura, the demon in the form of calf, Krishna kills them. Then Bakasura, the big demon, the duck, in the form of duck. This duck actually swallows Krishna, and Krishna comes out. This whole pastime we can see in chapter 11. Agasura, the very big python. All cowhead balls get attracted and they go inside, and Krishna also enters and ultimately kills Agasura. This we see in chapter 12. Then Brahma steals the cows and cowhead boys. This we see in chapter 13. Denukasura was killed by Balram, and the friends and relatives of Denukasura was killed by Krishna. This we see in chapter 15. The ass demon, Denukasura. Then Kaliya's episode where Krishna chastises Kaliya, we see in chapter 16. Then Pralambasura killing, Pralambasura being killed by Lord Balram in chapter 18. Then swallowing of fire in Munjaranya village, Munjaranya forest in chapter 19. Then stealing of garments of gopis in chapter 22. Brahmana's wives were blessed by Krishna in chapter 23. Lifting of Govardhana in chapter 25. And then saving Nanda Maharaj from the serpent, a Vidyadhara named Sudarshana, we see in chapter 34. Then when Dol Purnima festival was performed with gopis of Krishna and Balram, the gopis were captured by one demon called Shankachuda. Then Krishna, with a fist, removes the head and the jewel which the Shankachuda was having in his head, and Krishna presents the jewel to Balram. This episode we see in chapter 34. Then Aristasuras, the big bull demon, we see the pastime in chapter 36. Then Kesi demon, the demon in the form of horse, we see in 37. Similarly, Vyomasura Asura in chapter 37. Like this, Krishna has performed many, many pastimes. Why Krishna performs these pastimes is made clear in 10.7.1.2 by Parikshit Maharaj while explaining the episodes and asking Sukadeva Goswami to explain further the pastimes of Krishna. Here in 10.7.1.2 Parikshit Maharaj says, Sri Raja Vacha, Yena Yena Vatarena Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Karoti Karnaram Yani Manogna Nichana Prabho Yashrunvati Paityaratirvitva Yashrunvato paityaratir vitrishna Satvam cha shudhyatya chirena pumsa Bhaktir vaharai tat purushe cha sakhyam Tadevaharam Vadamanyasethe. Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami to explain further pastimes, and he explains why he wants to hear the pastimes. The pastimes of Krishna are so pleasing to hear, to very pleasing to the ear and mind. And when we hear the pastimes, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Parikshit Maharaj is saying, because these things are present in the pastimes, I want to hear. He is explaining this to the whole human society, that by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, we get these benefits. Number one, the pastimes of Krishna are so pleasing to the ear and mind. When they are pleasing, even though the materialistic people like us, like me, who doesn't want to hear, he will be attracted because it is so pleasing. Number two, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Number three, these pastimes are so attractive, so one feels attraction to Krishna, establishes. Then he develops the devotional service onto Krishna. The attachment to material things vanishes. Because the attachment to Krishna develops, the attachment to material things vanish. And these pastimes, hearing these pastimes, develop friendship with devotees who give Krishna consciousness. So, these pastimes, as we hear again and again, we get all these benefits. All these things will make us close to Krishna, and we get situated in on the transcendental platform, getting detached from the material desires and material things which we are attracted and get attached. That's why we are on this material world. To come out of that, Parikshit Maharaj says, this is the only way, this is the best way, to hear the pastimes of Krishna carefully. And automatically, the detachment from the material things take place and devotion towards Krishna develops. So, this point has already been explained in many places, like in Vasudeve Bhagavati 1-7 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, the slok number 7, which is quite famous. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Jana Yatyashu Vairagyam Hudayancha Yada Haitukam Ahaituka Gnanancha Yada Haitukam. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Jana Yatyashu Vairagyam Gnanancha Yada Haitukam. So when the devotional service is applied, that is when we perform the devotional service, janayatyashu vairagyam, janayati, it develops, it creates, it generates. What it generates? Vairagyam. Vairagyam is detachment. Detachment from the material world. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatya Ashu. Ashu is immediately, quickly, fast. It generates the detachment from the material things, and Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanancha Yada Haitukam. Causelessly, causeless mercy comes from Krishna, and Jnanam, the knowledge, enters in our brain. So we get the knowledge, transcendental knowledge about Krishna, and we get the detachment from the material world by doing the devotional service onto Krishna. By rendering the devotional service, we get this business, these two things, and we get into the transcendental activities. We become pure and do the devotional service at the transcendental platform, getting totally detached from material world. That's why with great attention we have to listen to all the pastimes. Whereas these pastimes are really difficult to understand. Sukadeva Goswami explains in the 13th chapter of 10th canto in the third text, Shunashvavahito rajanna pigokhyam vadamite bruyustignasya shishyasya guruvo gokhyam apyuta. 10th canto, 13th chapter, text number 3. O king, kindly hear me with great attention. Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, listen very carefully. Although the activities of the Supreme Lord are very confidential, no ordinary man being able to understand them, I shall speak about them to you. Because the spiritual masters explain to a submissive disciple even subject matters that are confidential and difficult to understand. The confidential matters which are difficult to understand are explained by the spiritual master to very submissive disciples. So Sukadeva Goswami says, Parikshit Maharaj, listen very carefully with attention. Even though it is very difficult to understand for ordinary persons, but when they become submissive, when they are submissive, they will understand. That's why I am explaining the way the spiritual masters explain to the disciples who are submissive. From this we understand, if we are submissive, surrendered to Krishna and listen to the pastimes of Krishna, we get all these benefits without any doubt. And the detachment from the material world is so difficult because Maya is so strong, but when we are listening to these pastimes, surrendering to Krishna, then the detachment also occurs and we get the knowledge, as we have seen in 7th canto, 10th chapter 7, 1 and 2. So, attaining Krishna is the most important thing of all. Yashoda, actually, Mother Yashoda sees Krishna's whole universe in Krishna's mouth, and then she surrenders. She repeatedly says, He is my ultimate shelter. 10.8.42, Yashoda feels like this. Before, actually, she totally comes under the influence of Yogamaya and forgets all this. So here, Aham mamaso patireshvame suto vrajeshvarasya kilavitta pasati gopyascha gopa saha godhanascha me yannama yetham kumati same gati. It is by the influence of Supreme Lord's Maya that I am wrongly thinking that I am Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is my husband, Krishna is my son, and that I am the queen of Nanda Maharaja, etc. Actually, I also am eternal subordinate to Supreme Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna. He is my ultimate shelter. So, attaining Krishna is the whole goal of every human being. Having come to this material world, Krishna tells in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that you have to perform the activities to come out of the material world. That is the only duty. That's why Krishna explains, gives the direction in chapter 12, text number 8. Mai eva mana adatva mai buddhim niveshaya nivashishyasi mai eva ata urdvam na samshayaha. Mai eva mana adatva mai buddhim niveshaya. Krishna gives the direction that mai eva mana adatva. Adatva means fix your mind on me, number one. Number two, mai buddhim niveshaya. Use all your intelligence onto me. Then Krishna says, mai eva mana adatva mai buddhim niveshaya nivashishyasi mai eva ata urdvam na samshayaha. Without any doubt, you will live in my planet, Goloka Vrindavan. You will definitely live in Goloka Vrindavan if you do these two things. Fix your mind onto me and use all your intelligence for me. If you use your intelligence for satisfying the senses, then you will be in this material world. If you use your senses, your intelligence for Krishna, then you are sure to go back to Krishna. So, if it is not possible, then Krishna gives the alternative that you adopt the regulative principles, and if it is not possible, so many other options, so that you get the desire to go back to Godhead, go back to Krishna Loka, go Loka Vrindavan. So ultimately, everything will come back to this 12.8, that fix the mind on Krishna, fix the mind and use all the intelligence for Krishna. Because this mind is so much contaminated, impure, it is after the material things. To remove the material things and attain Krishna, the best way is to listen, shravanam, very carefully, the pastimes of Krishna. One king had seen the poor condition of his people, but he had got so many things in his palace. And the poor people, they are desiring. The people want to have all the things. So the king collects all the golden bangles. Hundreds and hundreds of golden bangles. And hundreds of the ornaments. Hundreds of different furniture. Very nice, nice furniture. Everything. And all such things he keeps in his palace and makes an announcement. My dear people, please come tomorrow to my palace. The palace will be open for you. Touch the article, touch the thing, what you want, and that becomes yours. So the people line up. The whole night they will be waiting. Everyone is planning. He has got so many golden ornaments. He has got golden bangles. He has got so many things, valuable things. We should take. We don't have. We have to take. We should take. Whole night they stand in the queue. And in the morning, the doors of the palace are open. One by one, all people enter. They go, and the security people say, go this side. What do you want? You want gold and bangles? This side. They enter and they see heaps of gold and bangles. So, and they say, can I take? Touch, take. And the moment you have touched, all that is yours. Go away. Take and go. Touch, it becomes yours. Touch and own scheme. Touch and own. So the people are coming, they are touching. Somebody touches golden seat, golden furniture, golden chair. Very nice. He takes away. One lady, she comes and asks the security person, if I touch anything, it becomes my own? Yes, that's what king has announced. I want to see the king. Why do you want to see the king? What do you want? You want gold? Go this side. You want any golden furniture? Go this side. You want any this thing? Go this side. This side. No. I want to see the king. I want to see the king. Says, okay, go this way. Gets the direction. Then with all that, everywhere she asks the security person, where is the king? Where king is sitting? He says, go that side. What do you want? You want this thing? Go this side. You want gold, this thing? Go this side. You want grains? Go this side. You want silver? Go this side. No. I want to see king. Ultimately, she goes to the king. And she tells king, is it true that if I touch, it becomes mine? King says, yes, touch and own. That's what. This is the scheme which is available today. Touch and own. King, can you kindly repeat? This lady says, I have already told you, touch and own. This lady comes near the king and she touches the king. King says, what is that you are doing? You said repeatedly, touch and own. I am touching you. Now, you are my husband. You have to marry me. King says, yes. You are the most intelligent person among all these people. He marries that lady and she becomes the queen. And she is the proprietor of actually giving as charity to all the people. How much he must be having? That king is definitely having much more. And she becomes the queen. She automatically gets all that. Similarly, we are like the ordinary people who want some desire to be fulfilled. And we go to Krishna and ask and get the desires fulfilled and we remain in the material world. When we attain Krishna, these material difficulties, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi will come out. That is intelligence. If we intelligently plan our life, fixing the mind on Krishna and using all our intelligence on Krishna, then we definitely go back to Godhead. So, as I explained earlier, the mind is so agitated and we cannot fix on Krishna. The only way to bring the agitating mind to come out of the material attachment to Krishna's attachment by listening to these pastimes of Krishna carefully with total belief in Krishna and surrendering on to Krishna. I thought I should stop here. If you have any questions, can ask. We are almost 9 o'clock. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, you can please take this mic.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
So being in this material world and having attachment with material things, how can we come out from there? Already we are chanting materiality, but still we are in this material world and we are attached to material things. So still how can we come out?
I think the whole class today is on that only. If we listen to the pastimes of Krishna with attention, the material attachment will go and attachment to Krishna gets established. Parikshit Maharaj explains in 7.4, 10, 7, 1 and 2 the great benefits of listening to the pastimes. And he says, these are there, that's why, please explain pastimes of Krishna more and more. And Sukadeva Goswami explains, that's why all the pastimes, most of them are explained in Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. In 10, 7, 1 and 2, I read again for your benefit, because I think either you have come late or you have missed this. So, the pastimes remove dirty things of one's mind immediately. Number one. Number two, the attachment to material things vanish. By listening to pastimes, devotional service to Krishna develops. And it develops the attachment and also it develops the friendship among the devotees of Krishna who have the Krishna consciousness, who are spreading Krishna consciousness. So all become friends and dirty things in the mind are removed, material attachment goes, attachment to Krishna is established, devotional service attitude is developed inside the heart by listening to the pastimes of Krishna. That's why we have to be extremely attentive in listening to the pastimes. That is the only way, simple way, happy way to get rid of the material attachment.
That's correct, but still, if I have my house, I have attachment on my house.
Listen pastimes of Krishna attentively, automatically, the material detachment takes place. Yes, Mataji. Yes, Prabhu. Any questions?
You want to say something?
So, if you don't have any questions further, then I stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.